As photos surfaced of one of the Colombian women allegedly involved, other details have also emerged, including the identities of two agents ousted so far from the agency. David Cheney and Greg Stokes, both supervisors, are among the agents leaving. The agency has expanded its investigation to determine exactly how many personnel may have been involved. At least 11 members of the U.S. military are also believed to have been involved. The military is conducting its own investigation. In his only remarks so far, President Obama said he had respect for the Secret Service, but awaits the results of investigations.
I'll wait until the full investigation is completed before I pass final judgment.
The White House is defending Secret Service Director Mark Sullivan, who faces increasing pressure from the U.S. Congress. Press Secretary Jay Carney angrily rejected suggestions by prominent Republicans that the Secret Service scandal, along with other recent controversies, reflect a failure of leadership by President Obama.
It is preposterous to politicize the Secret Service, to politicize the behavior of the terrible conduct of some soldiers in Afghanistan in a war that's been going on for 10 years.
There is anger over the scandal on both sides of the political aisle. House of Representatives Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi.
It's so, what would be the word, disgusting, disconcerting, every D word you can think of.
House and Senate committee hearings next week will ensure that the Secret Service scandal remains prominently in the headlines. Dan Robinson, VOA News, The White House.